thank you, council members, for your job, what y'all are doing for this county. It's not an easy job. And I'm going to be maybe parroting what the last few have said. If we build it, they will come. Well, that's good for, you know, a movie script. But it's not good for a county that has tight budgets, limited budgets, and priorities for the citizens of the county. Don't get me wrong, I love sports. I love baseball. I love traveling sports. I have been part of traveling sports with my kids, with myself, my whole life. I come from a big city in Dallas where traveling sports is huge. It's expensive and it's very competitive. And the competition to get the teams, the clubs, to spend their money in the various cities happens all over the place. I would love to see great baseball fields, football fields, soccer fields, volleyball, what have you. But is it a priority in this county when we have infrastructure and we have other issues that are important for every citizen of this county? I don't think so. Unless there is a program, unless there's a research and study that has been paid for that goes out and takes a look and talks to clubs around the country, around the Southeast, and says, what will it take for you to come play a competitive tournament in our city? That's what you have to hear. Not from the local people in various towns. Oh, we would love to have baseball fields here that take thousands and thousands of dollars to maintain. We'd love to have that. But traveling baseball only, who's coming here? What's the 10-year projection for revenue for that? What is it going to cost the taxpayers? I'm just going to use the tennis facility as a perfect example, and I think everybody knows it. I don't see tennis tournaments running here on a monthly basis. I drive by there every day, empty. So do we want to do that again when there are priorities for these funds to be spent for the citizens of Kershaw County, not for a few, and for a few that might come to a tournament once or twice a year? The competitive nature to get traveling teams from all over is challenging. If you go to Charlotte, go to Charleston, go to Augusta, go to Atlanta, and talk to these huge clubs and find out, why would they come here? And what are the issues? Infrastructure, hotels, restaurants. Why are they going to come here? And I don't think those questions have been answered. And unless those questions are answered, then it's not going to cost the taxpayers down the line. It's not a wise decision to use funds for this county when there are priorities coming through for growth. Mr. Brazel spoke about homes.
What I'd like to do, if I could, sir.
Yes.
You're well said in what you're saying, but I'm not allowing any council members' names to be
called. Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize.
Use my name, talk about me either way.
Referring to a council member comment about homes. That's exactly right. The homes are going to be built. The infrastructure for those homes have to be there. If we want this county to grow and to attract business and attract citizens, we have to have the infrastructure. We have to improve the quality of the schools and the education so we can attract people here to make this a better county and all the cities around. Priorities. That's number one. Thank you.